Greetings, Word Horde.
We're here with an exciting option for you, a version of our podcast without any ads.
That's right. No advertising interruptions, just the content you love, ready to go in your favorite podcast apps like Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
It's another way to support the show, ensuring that we keep bringing you the word stories and language explorations that you love. Try it at waywardradio.org/adfree.
And it's affordable. For just a small subscription fee, you can enjoy Away with Words uninterrupted, except by us.
Plus, it makes a great gift. Know somebody who loves language as much as you do? Give them the gift of words.
Easy to sign up, easy to enjoy. It's the same Away with Words, just streamlined for your listening pleasure. Go to waywardradio.org/adfree.
Support us, support the show, and enjoy an ad-free listening experience.
waywardradio.org/adfree. Thank you.
Welcome to another Away with Words minicast. I'm Grant Barrett. We're continuing our look at some of the words of the year of 2008. Last week, we talked about words that came from the 2008 Beijing Olympics. Gas prices have been all over the place, but worse still than high gas prices are accidents caused by DWT, which is short for driving while texting. Legislation and rules were considered in municipalities across the country to stop people from sending text messages on their phones while driving, though few bills seem to have passed. Thanks to high fuel prices, the word gas sipper made a comeback in 2008. It's the opposite of a gas guzzler. If a car sips gas, it consumes less. Another approach to conserving fuel would be hypermiling. This word, created in 2004, was Oxford University Press's Word of the Year for 2008. It means to take extraordinary measures to conserve fuel, things like turning off the engine when going down hills, avoiding the brakes, and drafting behind larger vehicles. Drafting means riding up close where wind resistance is less. This approach to fuel economy is stock in trade for the carborexic. That's a person who is energy anorexic, meaning they do things like never use air conditioning, turn off their refrigerators when they go away for the weekend, and fill the few lights they use with low wattage bulbs. And that's it for our Word of the Year minicast. You can find more Words of the Year at the website of the American Dialect Society at americandialect.org. Also, on our website at waywardradio.org, you can find more minicasts, news about language current events, and full episodes of our call-in show. For Away with Words, I'm Grant Barrett.
Support for Away with Words comes from WordSmart, the vocabulary building software. Improving your vocabulary, reading comprehension, and critical thinking skills will increase your chances for success. Learn more online at wordsmart.tv.